Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Sean Willman. The New Testament reading for today is from John 18, verses 1 through 14. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me I have lost not one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All creation began in a garden. God created the heavens and the earth and all their hosts, and he placed there into the garden in Eden Adam and Eve. And God walked with them in the cool of the day. They enjoyed the bounty of his creation. They enjoyed the beauty of his presence. And yet here we find the Lord again with his own in a garden. Only this time it is not the Garden of Eden, it is the Garden of Gethsemane. On the eastern side of Jerusalem, in the same manner in which Adam and Eve were driven out east of Eden, out of the garden, at whose gates were set the cherubim with flaming swords. So Christ here, with his own, in the garden, is not walking with them in the cool of the day, but instead is here with them in the dark of night. Of course, he knows all that is about to happen to him. And yet he, like a lamb that before its shearers is silent, does not complain, does not put up a fight. Instead, he asks those who come, led by Judas, these, from the Pharisees and from the chief priests, with lanterns and torches and weapons, soldiers and officers, coming as against a criminal. "Whom do you seek?" he wonders. They seek Jesus of Nazareth. They seek the carpenter's son. They seek the man in the flesh. But the one whom they find is more simply than flesh and blood. He is God himself. "I am he," Jesus declares. As he says so often in the Gospel of John, he declares that he is the one, the Yahweh, who spoke with Moses there in the burning bush. He is the I Am, who is and who was and who ever shall be. But they don't want the I Am, they want Jesus of Nazareth. And so Jesus asks them again, "Whom do you seek? Have you come seeking life and salvation from God himself?" No, they have come seeking blood. But Jesus is there in a garden, a place that is tended, where plants are put into the ground that they might spring forth into new life. And so too shall our Lord and Savior be planted into the ground. He shall be placed upon the cross and lifted high for all men to see. But it is his blood that will be shed. Peter, who would seek to prevent him from going to the cross earlier, now seeks by the sword to defend his Lord and Savior. but it is not other blood that shall be shed, it is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter must put his sword into its sheath, that the Lord might go forth to the cross. But here we are in a garden, for here in the Lord's Passion, which begins on this day, shall all graves be turned into a garden, shall all cemeteries be turned into a garden, where we place the bodies of those who have died in the faith into the ground with hopeful expectation that the spring of souls shall soon come, that out of the ground shall burst forth new life, that on the day of the resurrection those who have been planted there shall spring forth to abundant fruit, to the fruit of life everlasting. And so indeed the Lord goes forth, the I Am, Yahweh Himself, the One by whose voice all things were created, so too by whose death shall all things be recreated. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men to suffer death upon the cross. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.